Among the issues voters will be asked to approve or reject on Election Day next month is a nearly $400 million spending proposal, a general obligation bond package centering on educational projects. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
If it passes, the bond proposal would provide a lot of work for next year's construction season. $20 million for a pool at Mount Edgecombe in Sitka, $18 million for the State Museum, Library, and Archives in Juneau, $20 million for Fish and Game for a research facility on Near Island, and a little more than $3 million for a new vocational education facility in Kluwak. That's more than $61 million. The cost goes up another $59 million for university campuses at Kenai, Prince William Sound, and Matsu. On top of that is money for schools in Alakanuk, Kipnuk, and Quingilinuk, a total of $128 million. And the two biggest items, $60 million for a community arena and athletic facility at the University of Alaska Anchorage, and $88 million for a new life sciences building at the university in Fairbanks. The package came together quickly. House Finance Co-Chair Bill Stoltz, a Republican from Wasilla, showed members the final plan in a floor amendment in April. At that time, he said the reason for putting it to the public this way was that the federal government was set to pay 35% of the interest on the bonds when they're issued.
This bonding measure, taking advantage of this unique window we have with the Build America bonds passed by the Congress and the President, who we often send some harsh messages to, this is one thing that they've done we are seeking to take advantage of.
Stoltz said the schools were the top three priorities on the list of projects wanted by the Department of Education. The Life Sciences Building was the number one priority of the regents of the university. The athletic facility, number one on the list of projects from the Anchorage City Assembly. He said as a package, it's good policy.
I don't know other mechanisms where we can deal with these rural school needs, our post-secondary education needs throughout the state, urban and rural, other than through this measure, with addressing all such a breadth of school needs.
There were other ways to pay for the projects, though. The budget carries over a surplus of money for next year, and the bonds only add to future spending as they are repaid. Democrats pointed that out in debate. Although seeing what was available, they didn't vote against the measure. Les Guerra of Anchorage led the arguments.
We have the money now. We're going to be saddling folks who are going to have a hard time balancing a budget in the future this way. And we're in a world where we have 8.8% unemployment in the state, 20% unemployment in a lot of places in the state. And the problem with the bond from that perspective is the work doesn't get on the street this summer.
Guerra said the bonds will give the state a more difficult financial future as they're paid off. However, he was not critical of the projects. That's why he voted for it. The measure finally passed 40-0 in the House and 20-0 in the Senate. The question will next be on the ballot in the November 2nd election. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.